Cuz's Corner with 97.5 The Fanatics' Anthony Gargano. Live from the Sportsbook at Parks Casino. Bet with the best. The Sportsbook at Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Now it's The Cuz, Anthony Gargano on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, a good evening, everybody. Happy, happy Thursday evening. Be careful. The rain has made traffic not good. We're live right here, so just nestle in. We're at the Sportsbook right here, Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. And don't forget, Parks Casino is now online. So all your online wagering, you go to Parks Casino, you sign up, you get a $250 free bet for your first deposit. And you go in. In fact, there's all kinds of people that'll help you set up your account and all, and you can do whatever you want. We were talking earlier this week about the double-double parade parlay. And and that's funny because that is the Eagles parade and the Sixers parade. If you bet them both to win the championship and parlay it. So the Sixers are 9-1. The Eagles are 12-1. You parlay it, $100 will bring you back $13,000. So that's your double-double parade. We love that. We were cracking up over that. Right now, off of the Parks Casino odds, the Eagles are over under 10 wins. That's amazing to me that they're only 10 wins. I love the birds at the over-under at 10. Anyway, we will get into some of the local odds and what's going on. Our big guest today will be Frank Isola from ESPN and NBA Radio. We'll talk some basketball, some future odds, and what do we like the Sixers? Let's take a look at the landscape. Again, today we were talking a lot about the James Ennis quote. And we'll ask Frankie about it as well. But, you know, I think it was funny because I was listening to Mike, and Mike was like, who cares and all. And, like, I get it. It's one of those days where we're waiting for baseball to get back after the All-Star break. There's nothing going on. We're still a little ways away from training camp. And he said something. So, of course, we're going to chime in and make a mountain out of the molehill. I get it. I wasn't trying to make a federal case. However, I still think it's stupid. And I still think there should be some order of who you are. Like, there's stature. Stature matters. So if James Ennis says something, that's one thing. Joel Embiid says it, that's quite another. So it's going to be fun, though. We'll talk about the NBA, where we stand. I don't know. I actually agree with James Ennis. I do think that they get to the finals. I don't know if it's a walk, but I think they get to the finals, and I think there's something about that team that I don't know. I just love. I'm all about it right now. All about this whole team, and I can't stop thinking. I'm enamored by them. Soon, however, we will be enamored by the Eagles and by football season because we're just now under 2 weeks away from training camp. So we'll dive into our own feelings and expectations. And it's funny because I do think that the Super Bowl changed just how we view things and how we talk about them. And it doesn't mean that we're less interested in the Eagles, because there has never been a block of time where we've talked less football. All these stories that you see on NFL Network and ESPN and, you know, lists, and, you know, we were talking today about the best offenses and who's got the most potent offenses. The Eagles came in fourth behind. The Browns were third. The Chiefs were second. And the Rams were first. And, you know, we would be doing that every day. With about depth chart and fights and roster positioning and everything else, we would be diving deep into everything with this football team. But I think the way we've changed is how we speak about it. Like, we don't have the same, I think, this same desperation – I think desperation is the perfect word for it. You know, when you go 52 years and you don't win a Super Bowl and you think, oh, my God, I am never going to see one. And that is the most coveted thing that you can imagine. Well, we're going to be desperate. We're going to be obsessed with every aspect of it going in. So I think our obsession has waned only in talking about it. You know, once the season comes, you know, we'll be right back on it and diving and getting nuts. But I think that's where we've seen the Sixers kind of usurp the Eagles in the conversation. Because it's new, right? It's been forever since we're talking 20 years. One of the reasons why we were talking about James Ennis and the idea of why you don't say anything, like it's going to be a walk to the finals, is because, dude, we haven't been to the finals in 20 years. So, I mean, it's a whole generation since we've been to the finals. So it's a difficult, arduous road to get there. And even though I think right now, as we sit in July, that the Sixers have a great chance, you know, a lot can happen between now and next June when we're talking about the finals. And I don't want, and at this point, you know, 1983 is a long time ago. I was a kid. You know, we're talking a long time ago since they won. So I think they're an interesting story. I think there's a bit of an obsession going on right now with that sport and that championship. You know, football is football. And it's still king and still number one. And I do think, though, that the Super Bowl has had that. It's kind of, it's quenched us without a doubt, but it's also quelled things. And it's like, all right, well, let's wait until, you know, we get a little training camp and then we get the preseason. And then, you know, then we'll be getting crazy once we got real games to play. Because as you look at it, and I just gave you the win total here at Parks, 10 wins is pretty astounding. Like, for an over-under, I got to believe that the 10 wins, I mean, this team looks great. And I'm thinking it's a 13-win season, right? That's what I'm thinking. Am I crazy to think that? I mean, I think they're a 13-win, you know, at least 12. So that's why the 10 to me is really light. All right, let's get it started on the phones. Let's go to Tony in Baltimore. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Tone?
What up, cuz?
What up, Tone?
Hey, you know I love you, brother. Listen, I'm the Fanatic addict because I listen to the station all day long. Hey, listen,
that's awesome.
Funny.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, hey, it's funny because the morning show, they were talking about how people walk around with earbuds in and don't pay attention to nothing. But how am I supposed to listen to the Fanatic if I ain't got my earbuds in, Tone? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hey,
they're misguided there.
All right, so here's the thing. The Eagles are going to get 13 wins. You're exactly right, at least. I mean, the sky is the ceiling.
I mean, you look at that offense. How are they not at least a 12, 13-win team?
Oh, there's no question about it. And I just want to get to one point that I want to get your opinion on this. Tell me, seriously, wouldn't you be interested, since Megan Rapinoe's so cocky and all that, wouldn't you like to see an audit? You know, I love women, but, you know, women feel like they're empowered these days. So anyway, wouldn't you like to see the women's soccer team, like an all-star event against the men's team? Or like your producer suggested, a co-ed type thing?
Yeah, I'd watch that. Yeah, I love the women's
guy.
Team.
You know, I'm not a soccer guy. I never played it. You know, I only watch the World Cup. I only watch the World Cup when it's good. You know, and
yeah,
like,
I would watch that. Yeah, I definitely watch that.
That'd be something cool. And you know, I thought about it today when I was listening to the station. And you guys are always trying to come up with, you know, ways to tweak sports and, you know, things we can change. And I think that'd be awesome.
No, I would definitely watch that. That'd be fun. Listen, they're compelling. The women's team's compelling. All the personalities. I'm in on that.
Now you got.
I'd root for the women.
Yeah, I'd like to see Julie Ertz score against some, you know, slack on the defense for the men's team. But one last thing, and then like if it was men versus women, and the men started scoring like 5 or 6 goals, they can let the women come back a little bit, make it interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's an all-star game.
So, yeah, I'm in. Yeah, I'm in on that.
All right. Cool.
That's good, Tom. Thanks, brother. Yeah, listen. At this point, I'm in on anything. I'm so dying during the All-Star break. I don't know. This has been worse. This All-Star break has seemed to be worse than normal. I don't know what it is. I can't wait till we get to training camp. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick TO. We will come back. Oh, I got to read you this, too. I got a buddy of mine in the league. He throws cold water on the 12-13 wins. I'll give you that a little bit. But coming up next, you want to make sure you're listening. Frank Isola from PTI, Around the Horn, from ESPN, NBA Radio is going to join us. We'll break down Sixers. That's coming up next. It's Cuz's Corner live from Parks Casino, Street Road in Ben Salem.
97.5, The Fanatic.
What a night. Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Online sports betting is live in Pennsylvania. Place all your favorite sports bets all at the click of a button from anywhere in Pennsylvania. Parks Casino and Sportsbook has you covered. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $250 on your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/fan and use the promo code SPORTS to get your risk-free bet of up to $250. Bet with the best online at the number one casino in Pennsylvania, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Street Road exit off I-95 of the PA Turnpike. Risk-free betting refunded on losses of free bet. 21 gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Corbe burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers, pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season beer garden. Get ready. Coming soon, our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road 805-95 of the PHN Pike. Must be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. When you think about summer, you think family vacation, right? What better way to take that family trip than in a new Jeep or Ram? Gotta see the uncles at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They make it easier than ever. Save now during the summer clearance event. Plus, this year only, it's the summer of Jeep. Right now, get a new 2019 Jeep 4x4 for only $99 a month. Are you kidding me? $99 a month. Or you can drive home a new Ram pickup for only $199 a month. That's savings up to $16,000 off MSRP. Get the best deals of the year during the summer clearance event at Family. Go see the uncles. Save thousands on that new Jeep or Ram today. And at Family, get the lowest prices and no pressure experience. And, of course, the best service after the sale. Bring your family to ours in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Just minutes from all the bridges and sure points. And when you visit Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're going to see you're truly more than a customer. Indeed, Family. Shop online anytime. FamilyAutos.com. Available in select models. Restrictions may apply. See the uncles for details. Offer ends July 31st, 2019.
Seven is your lucky number because there's something happening 7 days a week. Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club, is the place to be every day. Every Tuesday, Club Risque features bikinis and bourbon. $5 bourbons and the hottest entertainers in the Delaware Valley in the smallest of bikinis. There's happy hour specials every day. Free lunch every day at all three Club Risque locations. And this week, for the first time anywhere, is a feature performer, award-winning adult film star Karma RX comes to Club Risque. You can see Karma RX up close and personal this Thursday at Club Risque Northeast, this Friday at Club Risque Philly, and this Saturday at Club Risque Bristol. Don't miss the first time ever performance by one of today's best adult film stars, Karma RX. For more info, directions, and showtimes, visit clubrisque.com. That's clubrisque.com. Club Risque is the home of all UFC and professional boxing events. Here's one you won't want to miss. Join Club Risque for the return of Manny Pacquiao coming Saturday, July 20th. See you soon at Club Risque.
You're driving across the country by yourself, bucket list style, and your mom is freaked.
Honey,
say, it's fine, Mom. I've got this, Mom. I'm not a child driving in the ditches anymore, Mom. Most importantly, you have AAA. If anything calms the nerves of the number one worrier in your life, it's the most highly recommended roadside assistance in the country. So roll the windows down and hit the road with confidence. AAA, go ahead. And P.S., remember to buckle up. For Mom.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel, new Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car 2 times cleaner. My rims are so shiny they can be seen from space. I saw pictures. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil's Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and 4 fuel injected engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
fun calls for summer snacks, and Family Dollar has your favorites. Get two bags of Cheetos or Hostess Snack Cake multi-packs for only $5. Download Smart Coupons this week and clean up with OxiClean laundry detergent for only $1.95 or Palmolive dish soap for $1. And save even smarter. Get $5 off your $25 purchase with coupon. Find these deals and more on our app or visit FamilyDollar.com today.
Hello, radio listener. This is an ad for Hulu with no ads, which is clearly not running on Hulu with no ads because this is an ad running on the radio. But if this was Hulu with no ads, you'd be watching your new favorite show instead of listening to me, a voiceover actor in a radio ad, telling you that for just $11.99 a month, you can get Hulu with no ads if you're not into ads. And now, a legal disclaimer read almost too fast to understand. Live TV content always contains ads. Hulu no ads plan excludes a few shows that play with ads. Visit Hulu.com for details. End of ad.
Tune in every day for the Fanatics Business of Sports, powered by Pico for Business. Take advantage of Pico's energy efficiency program incentives that can help you reduce your energy consumption. Pico.com/more savings.
Sports talk for Haynesport and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's Cousins Corner, live from Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Listen, online is one of the great basketball minds. And you know, it's funny. Like, so I do this every day, right? So, you know, we do our show, our daily show, and then we do our special, our Sixer shows, and like we're doing right now. And so, but I listen to him every morning, right? And the poor guy, I break his balls constantly. I texted him. He does a great show on NBA radio with Brian Scalabrine. You also know him from Around the Horn and PTI. He's terrific. We go way back. Frank Isola joins us. Frankie.
Anthony, what's up?
Yo, bro. Listen, I apologize. I apologize for breaking your balls all the time while I'm listening to the show.
I like it. At least somebody's listening. Let me ask you this. Your show is sponsored by a casino.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So I was out in Vegas the other day, and I had like about 20 minutes to kill. I was going to meet someone. So I said, the heck with it. So I go down to the casino. I put $20 in. I start playing the slot machine. It's like after like 10 spins, I won $250. Cashed out right there.
Did you really?
Like an 80-year-old woman, $250. And I'm out.
That's the move, brother. Hit and run. That's it. That's a veteran. That's what you are. That's what a veteran does.
Yeah, but I'm an 80-year-old grandmother. I'm a veteran.
I know. That's all right, brother. You look a lot better than that, man. Don't worry about it. And you also do a great vampire impersonation.
So, of Igor, the coach. Yes. That's right. The former Phoenix Suns coach. We had fun with him.
Which is really good. I really had to, because we're doing a special with the Sixers, and this town is Sixer crazy right now. And I guess the first thing to ask you is, after all the movement, do you think they're better off now than they were at the end of last season?
I think they are. I mean, they did lose a competitive player in Jimmy Butler, who, like, in big games is going to provide you some toughness, some scoring. I like the way that Jimmy Butler played against Toronto in that second round. But I look at it this way. Prior to the start of last season, you know, LeBron James left the Eastern Conference and the Toronto Raptors got Kawhi Leonard. So I thought, like, for Toronto, how could you not look at it as like you were going to be the favorite? LeBron was gone and you added the best player in the NBA. Now this year, Philadelphia walks into a situation where Kawhi's gone, LeBron's gone, Kevin Durant's not coming until next season. So right in, you know, Al Horford is going to add a lot for them. You know, Al Horford with the Boston Celtics, he meant a lot for Isaiah Thomas. He meant a lot for Kyrie Irving when Kyrie Irving did play. You know, would you like to have, you know, I guess the big thing would be, would you rather have Butler or Tobias Harris? I think for the group, probably Tobias Harris fits better. I like the moves that they made, but you know this. It's really going to be about the development of Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
He's got to continue to get better, and it's really going to be the condition of, you know, Joel Embiid. No one's denying his ability on both ends of the court. You know, you love his personality and everything like that. But the way, you know, he needs to get in better shape. And I think him getting in better shape would be the best offseason move that the Sixers could make.
Yeah, and he posted a picture of himself on Instagram, and he's in been working hard at it. He looks pretty good, but yeah, I mean, look, you're right. I mean, let's face it. If he's ready to go and he doesn't have a tummy ache and he doesn't have gastro problems, I mean, if they win the series against Toronto, that whole thing, history's changed. Remember, because they were about to go up 3-1 in that series, and they couldn't count on them.
Yeah, and you know, and remember too, that really was when Kawhi Leonard started to take over that big fourth quarter that he had they were about to go 3-1. But you're exactly right. You know, the one thing about Embiid, it's been keeping him on the court, and there were all these like different medical things that he had, and his diet has to improve.
Yeah.
You know, like Shaq was like this for a while too, but Shaq also was winning championships and getting to NBA Finals. That's the biggest step for a guy like Embiid. But it's funny what you said. After they lose Game 7, where it took, you know, the shot that, you know, Kawhi made, if he misses that, the game goes into overtime. Who knows? If Philadelphia wins. But they took out Milwaukee, you know, relatively easily. And even though I understand Golden State did not have Kevin Durant, but Golden State was rolling without Kevin Durant prior to that. They went on the road, beat Houston, then won 4 straight games against Portland. So, you know, Toronto wins the championship. Philadelphia gave them the toughest battle. And that's why, to me, I always think it's an overreaction when your season loses. Like, it's not always a complete failure if you don't win a championship. And I think Houston completely overreacted to losing to Golden State, getting rid of every assistant coach. There's all this stuff. We got to maybe trade this guy, trade that guy. And I thought for Philadelphia, I thought maybe the fans probably overreacted. Maybe the media did more than the team, because when you look back at it, yeah, you're disappointed that you lost, but you did lose to the best team.
You know what's nuts, too, is that the Raptors bench, and we're talking to Frank Isola, great, great basketball man, ESPN, NBA radio. Yeah, listen to him. He's awesome. When you remember, the Toronto bench really struggled against the Sixers. Like, Fred VanVleet really struggled. He didn't do anything in the Sixers series. And then, you know, he played real well against Milwaukee, and he was awesome in that final series against Golden State. And I remember, if you think about the Sixers' length, I think it really gave the Raptors, like, the most trouble. And now they're even longer with Josh Richardson, their smallest starter, at 6'6".
Yeah. But I think you're right. Like, Fred VanVleet last year, you know, he didn't do anything really up until Game 3 at home against Milwaukee. He only went, I think, 1-for-10 before 1-for-11. But the one shot he hit was late, and then he had a great rest of that series, and he was terrific against Golden State in the finals. But he made a big difference, and you're 100% right. Like, the length of Philadelphia and what they have. But that's the thing, too. It's not just the talent's going to be important, but I also think bringing a guy like Al Horford is going to be good, because he's a natural leader. Teammates like him. Coaches love him. You know, the guys up in Boston, they did not want to lose Al Horford. Danny Ainge wanted him, but he only wanted him on a 2-year deal. And the coaching staff really wanted to keep Al Horford because they knew how important he was. And that's why, you know, you talk about the guys that have been added, Richardson and Horford. Not only are they good players and long, like you said, and look what it does to that lineup, but they're also good guys that you know are coming from good programs. I mean, Richardson coming from Miami, you know, he's been in a winning type of environment, and there's a certain standard that you held to. And obviously Al Horford's been like that, both in Atlanta with Mike Budenholzer and most recently in Boston with Brad Stevens and that group.
Yeah, it was funny because I think that was the thing with Jimmy. I think Brett, most of all, was a little leery of Jimmy. I know the Sixers didn't offer him a contract. The Sixers were hands off when it came to Jimmy, because I think age, and you know, I mean, you know Jimmy Butler, he'll say what's on his mind. He's a little unpredictable, and if you're going to go max contract with him, you know, you kind of hand the reins over to him.
And no, I think you're right, and I think, you know, two things happened to Jimmy Butler, his previous two stops in Chicago. You know, he and Dwayne Wade weren't really getting along with the younger players. And then in Minnesota, you know, he was upset a lot with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins. And I understand that they're younger guys, there's still a lot to learn. But, you know, I do know that people have told Jimmy Butler, listen, when you first came into the league, you were a young player that didn't always do things the right way. And the veteran players kind of help you along. And I think there's a lot of factors. I do like Jimmy Butler, but you know, you wonder if he'll be too volatile around two younger guys like Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And I also wonder, too, you know, he's like an older guy, like in terms of body. I mean, he's broken down a lot. He's had a lot of injuries. He's another guy that misses games. I understand it. Like, you know, in a perfect world, you'd want to keep him. But I think if you had to, you know, if one of them was going to be let go, I would have kept Tobias Harris because he more or less understands his role. But Jimmy Butler, you know, is going to be looking at himself, well, on this team, I should be the best guy. And you know that Ben Simmons is going to have the ball a lot. So I think in a lot of ways, I understand they went for it last year. And this year they were going to try to be smart with the money that they spent. I actually think they did the right thing.
You got to do me a favor talking about Ben, because a lot of people here want to do the unthinkable, which is horrible, trading Ben Simmons for Russell Westbrook. Because, guys, you know, fans hear names. Just tell them, because they don't believe me, why Russell Westbrook is so difficult to win with.
Yeah, you know, and I'll say this about Westbrook. You know, he did, you know, Paul George finished third in the MVP and played with him this season. So I think it's probably a little overboard, the fact that, like, you know, Westbrook isn't good for his teammates. But at this stage of the game, with the contract that he's had multiple knee surgeries. You know, you talk about Ben Simmons shooting. Last year, Russell Westbrook shot 66% from the free throw line. You know, so they, like, he had a lot of struggles from there. 3-point shooting isn't great. Ben Simmons can impact the game on both ends of the court. Does his shooting from the perimeter need to get better? Absolutely. But there is something to be said for a guy that kind of understands, like, what his limitations are. And he's not just out there firing up 3-pointers all the time just to try to prove people wrong. That part of his game needs to develop, but he can still impact the game on both ends of the court. And, you know, when you got that kind of size and talent, he's way too young to be getting rid of. What is Russell Westbrook now, 31 years old?
Yeah.
You can't do that if you're the Sixers. No way. Oklahoma City will do it.
They're doing a heartbeat. Do you look at, when you look at Ben, right, like, can he be Giannis in your, like, that model where he's a little bit better facilitator than Giannis? Giannis is probably the better scorer, obviously. But can he be in that mold of Giannis?
I think he's more like a bigger Jason Kidd. And when Jason Kidd came into the league, Jason Kidd was not a great shooter. I think he has more pieces around him than Giannis does. And that's why Giannis, there was a lot of pressure on him last year in the playoffs, especially against Toronto, to try to create on his own. And he was really struggling. That's why that mid-range jump shot is so important. You know, it was funny. During the NBA Finals, especially in Game 1 when Pascal Siakam had the big game, but there were other games that Siakam played while everyone else was, like, firing up three-pointers. He was getting the ball in the paint and just taking short little jump hooks and making them. It's like not every shot has to be a three, and I think that's something Philadelphia has to figure out. But it's also an interesting dynamic, because if you have Embiid out there and he's going to be in the post, you know, there's obviously not going to be enough room for Simmons. But there has to be more times when they get the ball down in the paint to Simmons, especially if he has a guard on him, because that's how you're going to create matchup problems for other teams. Ben Simmons is still, I get it. I understand why the fans want him to be better, but, you know, to me, he's trending in the right direction. I'd be really patient with a guy like that.
You know what's nuts is that, like, you and I came in together, and when we were making our bones in newspapers, you know, baseball still had a special standing in the country, right? Football was still king. But you look at this league, and it's just riveting, this NBA. The NBA is, and you covered the Knicks forever. You've seen this thing. This league is now bigger than ever.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's always been kind of a individual-driven sport. Even though it's a team sport, what kind of drives it are the personalities. And I think the players, you know, have become larger than life in a lot of ways. And for a lot of fans, you know, the fans love free agency and when trades get made. And they love kind of the whole fantasy basketball part of it. But, you know, the whole thing with Durant, you know, that really was 2 years long where it went on his free agency, where people talked about it. And I've never seen a season dominated like it was this year with free agency. And I think that'll slow down a little bit next season. I think next season will be more about the games. But all the moves that happened, and a lot of teams improved themselves. I mean, Philadelphia lost Jimmy Butler, but they're still a contending team in the East. Miami got better by getting Butler. Even Boston, which lost Kyrie and Al Horford, by getting Kemba Walker. they could still be a good team.
And I think the West is unbelievable.
Is, absolutely. The biggest one was Kawhi not going to the Lakers. Because if he goes to the Lakers, then it's like, it's a whole super team thing. The fact he didn't go there had to be a bit of a shock to LeBron, and the, you know, that he went to the Clippers. It just makes the NBA better, because now you could finally make a case for maybe seven to 10 teams getting to an NBA Finals and potentially winning, as opposed to just saying, well, it's going to be the Warriors against some team from the East. We don't have that anymore. Or, you know, LeBron had gone to the Finals for 8 straight years. Finally, like, the balance of power is, it's leveled out in the NBA, and I think that's good to see.
Yeah, it is. Like, you look at a team like Utah. I love what they did. You got You got Conley. You got Bogdanovich. I mean, that's a good squad.
Absolutely. Even like guys like Jeff Green, who didn't want to wait around for the Lakers to make a move. But Conley is a great move, because Donovan Mitchell is going to be a superstar in this league. That's the most underrated team right now are the Utah Jazz. And that's why it's great, because I think the Clippers have a really good chance to get to a finals. You have Utah. You still got teams like Portland, even Houston out west. And then the Lakers, you know, the Lakers are trying to go from not being a playoff team for the last 6 years to making that jump all the way to an NBA Finals. That's not going to be easy. And, you know, the window for LeBron is starting to close a little bit. He only played 55 games last year for the first time in his career, had a significant injury, which was a groin injury. They're getting Anthony Davis, who never plays a full season. It seems like every other game he's headed to the locker room in the second quarter with some kind of ankle injury or something like that. So it's just great that it's more wide open. I think you're right. Like, The fans right now aren't going to get too crazy about a team like Utah until you see them play. Very entertaining team, and they've gotten a lot better with Mike Conley.
Last thing, Frankie, I'm talking to Frank Isola, ESPN, NBA Radio. The Knicks, I heard you talk about their starting lineup this morning. What in the world? Like, what do you do? If you're in the Knicks, like, where are you going? How come people don't? I mean, I get Dolan, but how come people don't want to play that? I don't understand it.
And it's bad. And I think the Charles Oakley thing really hurt the organization when they, you know, dragged him out of the building. That was not good, because, you know, Charles Oakley is very popular among even a lot of today's players. He's still kind of, you know, he hangs around with Michael Jordan. So the younger players all know who Charles Oakley is. But Anthony, think about this. They traded Kristaps Porzingis, and the Knicks were telling their fans, well, we're trading him to open up a second max salary slot. And for the longest time, everyone thought it was going to be Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They didn't get those guys. You don't trade Kristaps Porzingis to get Julius Randle, Wayne Ellington, Alfred Payton, Bobby Portis, Taj Gibson. You don't do that. And that's why, you know, after they didn't get him, and they, you know, the report came out that the Knicks were concerned about Kevin Durant's Achilles. Well, I would hope so. He had surgery on his Achilles. I think the Nets are concerned. I think the Warriors were concerned. I think the Clippers were concerned. But guess what? If the NBA said, we'll allow you to give Kevin Durant a 10-year, $500 million contract, the Knicks would have given him that if they could. They wanted Kevin Durant. And then this idea that they didn't want to have a beating with Kawhi Leonard. So the Knicks lost big time in free agency. And they've talked for a while saying, well, trust the process. You look at how it worked out in Philly. Yeah, all right. But when Philadelphia won 10 games, I don't remember Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid playing. When those guys started playing, they started getting a lot better.
Yeah.
So, like, the idea of, you know, with this whole thing, the Knicks fan was convinced they were going to get Zion Williamson, which was going to lead. Then they were going to trade all their players, and except for Zion, and get Anthony Davis, and then Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant were going to come in free agency. That would be miss. That's an 0-for-4, to give you a baseball analogy, since you brought up baseball before.
That's outrageous. Brother, man, you're the best. Thank you so much. You know, I love you, man.
Keep listening, Anthony. Anytime, man.
Thank you, brother. You're the best.
Just keep those checks rolling in.
You know about, listen, beer's on me, all right? I'm coming up. All right. I got the movie coming out. All right. Thanks, Frank.
All right.
See you, buddy.
See you.
Frank Isola, he is he's the best. I love him. So I really wanted him to, I wanted to go over NBA and get the outsider's look at this whole thing and what the Sixers did and the whole idea, because we've been taking a lot of phone calls with the Westbrook for Ben. And like, it's driving me nuts how people are so quick to want to trade for a 30-year-old Russell Westbrook. Lots of ball. He's ball dominant. Lots of basketball in his legs. I don't understand it. I mean, you got a guy of just allow him to grow a little bit. I don't know why you'd want to do that. All right, let's get some phone calls. Let's go to Manny in Newtown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Manny, what do you say, buddy?
Hey, guys. Listen, I think Ben Simmons is a phenomenal talent. I've called him before, and I've said that I think he's a very talented player. He's got a bright future. But to answer your question or what you just said about why would you consider a guy ball dominant or a guy who's, I don't know, shooting dominant, isn't that the biggest issue that we have with Ben? I'm just saying. I'm not saying that Westbrook would be a great fit for a long term.
Oh, well, think about
but
this,
isn't
though,
the
right?
Issue of,
so think about it, right? So think about what you want to bring in. You want to bring in a guy that's going to have the ball in his hands 80% of the time. When you have Joel Embiid, Horford, Tobias Harris, Josh Richardson, but they all need shots. They all need touches. They need to feel the basketball.
I agree with that 100%. But you know who I want to see get more touches and who I want to see take more shots? Guess who? Ben Simmons. And if he doesn't start doing that in a year or so from now, it'll be the same conversation. I hope he starts being more aggressive. So that's why I think it's a good thing to consider.
Yeah, I think, honestly, though, man. Oh, you got it, buddy. But as we kind of move forward in it, I don't understand. When you talk, I get the offense. You want a little bit more offense from Ben. I understand that. I get it. And for some reason, it's so elemental that it drives you insane. And I get it. But you're completely looking past everything that he does on the floor. Everything he does on the floor, you completely look up. You can look past his defense, his passing ability. Why do you think guys love playing with the kid? Because he's in the league 2 years, and all he does, I mean, he's an incredible facilitator. I think you're short-sighted, and I think bringing in a guy like him would be a huge problem. Mike in Marlton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Yo, man.
Yo, Mike.
I think bringing Russell Westbrook would be a stupid, stupid idea. You got Ben Simmons, who is, in my opinion, an elite defender. And when elite defender creates offense, that's perfect for what Brett Brown and Ben Simmons want to do. They want to run the floor. And when you got guys like the rookie draft pick, Matias, they can create offense through defense. It won't be a problem with Ben Simmons shooting jumpers. They'll create offense through him through running the floor.
Yeah, man.
It won't be an issue.
Yeah, a guy that's going to shoot the ball over 20 times a game, and that doesn't even count how many times he's going to go to the line, I just think you have too much around him, that too many guys that need to touch the basketball. Yeah, Ben needs to shoot it more. I completely agree. But people look at him, and they don't even give him any respect at what he does other than that.
That's my whole point. You're bypassing his whole game, which is defense and the running part and the passing, and it's facilitating. It's I think for me, it's fundamental. For Westbrook to come in, it's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know why it's making the rounds. That's part of the reason why I wanted Frankie to come on.
No, Frank, the whole interview was great. I really appreciate that you guys did that. Because that brought a lot of perspective, I think, hopefully to the Philly fans. I think that was a great interview.
Thanks, Mike. You appreciate it, buddy. Have a great night, all right?
Thanks, brother. Buddy.
Let me get to, coming up, Andrew is going to say the Eagles are, he's not comfortable saying that the Eagles are over a 10-win team, which I'm really interested in that perspective. Because I right now I'm blinded. Now this could be pre-training camp blindness, so I could have that. But let me get to Carlton. He's been hanging. It's my man Carlton Mount Airy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Carlton.
Hey, my brother. What's going on?
What's going on, my brother?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. You threw me off a little bit. Did you say that Andrew thinks that the Eagles are not going to be?
Yeah, we have a caller, Andrew in Georgia, coming up. Who's going to tell you that he's not comfortable saying the Eagles are more than a 10-win team?
Oh, I'm comfortable with them being 10 and over. I'm a 12-win team at the least, in my opinion. But, yeah, I just wanted to kind of call in because
I think I love the Sixers, don't get me wrong, and I think they're going to get to the finals. But I do think it's a little bit of a violation on the fact that, like, Ennis said it. I'm shocked, you know, that he would say that they were going to the finals. And I understand everybody's opinion, but, I mean, my brother, I mean, really. I was just like.
I know. I know. Listen, dude, I feel the same way. Well, yo, dude, like, of all things, you can't call you're going to walk to the finals. Not in this league.
Yeah, and you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the Eagles and was it the Dream Team comment?
Yeah,
and I was
that's
just
exactly
like, please,
right.
Please don't curse us. I was like, please don't curse us.
I know. Okay, and, you know, listen, you know, being a sports fan, you're automatically a superstitious person, right? So right away, you go to the jinx. Don't be a jinx. Like, God forbid they don't make it to the finals. I'm blaming everything on James Ennis.
Oh, yeah. I would
blame
right
the flesh-eating bacteria that's hit the ocean on James Ennis.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to ignore that, and I know that the Sixers are going to be in a great position, gotcha. And I'm happy about that. But I wanted to ask you a question really quick when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. And I wanted to know, and the offense is a really good offense and everything like that, but do you think that the Eagles right now are a top, I'll say, like, top two seed right now in the NFC, period? Or do you think that the Cowboys, because I got into an argument with somebody.
I still like the Eagles over the Cowboys. I think they're the best team in the NFC East.
Yes.
Look, you know, the Rams are the Rams, right? We'll see how what's Breeze like in New Orleans. I do think Minnesota, it has a pretty good year. What's Aaron Rodgers going to be like? I think the Niners actually take a step, but I like this team a lot. I think they're better than the Cowboys.
Exactly. I just wanted to make sure, because I think between them and the Rams, they're the top two teams in the NFC, and I think they're going to run away with the whole conference. So, but I love
all
you,
right.
Cuz. Thank
love
you.
Love you, buddy. All right, buddy.
Brother. Love you, brother.
Thank you, buddy. Take it easy, Carl. Tonight we're going to come back. However, not everybody shares that opinion, and I'm curious to talk to Andrew, who says he's not comfortable saying they're over 10 wins. That's interesting. And it could be, I could be drunk with pre-training camp goggles. That's a possibility. I just look at the offense on paper, and I just think it's deep. Could be pretty dynamic. We'll get into it. We'll talk to Andrew. We're live at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino, now online. Make sure you go to PARXCasino.com. You type in the keyword sports, and you get your $250 free bet online now in PA, Parks Casino. We're live at the Sportsbook right here. Parks Street Road, Bent Hill.
Do you owe the IRS or state back taxes that you can't afford to pay? If so, listen carefully, because you may qualify to have your debt dramatically reduced by up to 90%. You heard right. The IRS has made it easier than ever to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program may end any collection efforts against you, resolve your tax problem, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. And all you have to do is make one phone call to Victory Tax Solutions. The IRS can garnish your bank account, pension, and savings. So don't wait. If you have unfiled tax returns or unpaid tax debt to the IRS or state, these special programs are available to you now. Stop your worrying and call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions today to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands of dollars. For this free information, call 800-780-3232. 800-780-3232. 800-780-3232.
If you've been in a car crash or suffered an injury, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. Almost always, the person refusing to pay you is not the person who caused the injury. It's their insurance company, State Farm, Geico, Allstate, and the like. They make billions and billions of dollars by keeping as much money as they can in their own pockets. Big companies with the deepest pockets and an army of lawyers, literally thousands. But at Morgan & Morgan, we too have an army of lawyers. And you know what else? Many of our lawyers came from the same insurance companies we now fight against. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, our army will fight like hell for you. Just dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Offices Philadelphia. Bring on the summer heat with some incredible savings when you consider replacing your windows and doors with my good friends at Guided Door and Window. Now, during the month of July, Guida is offering their best discounts of the year with their big 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors. You'll receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient, triple-pane windows. And you'll get 40% off any door, including insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, you can get your project started today, no money out of pocket, and you can pay it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. Don't wait until fall like everyone else to replace your windows and doors. Go Guida right now so you can take advantage of these limited-time savings. All prior sales excluded. This offer expires July 31st, so call Guida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or check them out online at GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.
Hurry into Macy's for Black Friday and July specials while supplies last. Shop your nearest Macy's and take home free specials after rebate. Plus, find hundreds more specials online and in-store, like summer styles for her from top brands 50% off. Clearance fine jewelry 70% off. Performance suiting from Kenneth Cole $99.99. Speed up dinner with a 6-quart Instant Pot $59.99. And sleep in style with designer pillows $6.99 each. Now at Macy's. Free specials require mail-in rebate. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Sunday. It's the dog days of summer sale at JCPenney. Fetch the hottest summer deals, like 50 to 60% off select Arizona apparel for the family. Shop shorts and shirts for the whole pack. And get select JCPenney home quick dry bath towels in patterns and colors you'll love for only $5.99 each. All these deals and no coupon needed. The sale ends Sunday, so hurry in today. JCPenney. Offers valid 7-11 to 7-14. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Our hosts were actually born and raised here. 97.5, The Fanatic.
My man Shiv just came by. Him and Dad came over. He's all fillied up. He's doing his thing. He's actually going to try to coach some football. There's Dale over there in the corner of the bar. He's a big hoop man. Sixer season ticket holder. I got to get Andrew up here. Everybody sit tight, because Andrew, I'm surprised. Andrew in Georgia, a very good caller, good football man, sounds worried. Andrew, are you worried?
Anthony, I am not what you would say worried. All right, so this is really strange, because this is probably the most optimistic I've ever been about the Eagles going into the season. Since the year we got T.O., all right? So here's what happens, all right? Every single year, my brother, you know, at Boston Hater Matt, right?
Yes.
Every single year.
Since
I graduated college, once the schedule comes out, he and I call each other. Right? We used to, when I lived there, we used to get together. We'd go through game by game, right? And I don't think I've ever had less than 11 wins, okay? I looked at this schedule, Anthony. Maybe it's the fact I'm getting old, right? And I looked through it, and I'm telling you, man, those first 7 games, it's a damn buzzsaw, ain't it? I look at possible losses, all right? Week 2, I'm going to be at that game. I'm bringing the whole damn family.
We're That's right, because you're in Georgia, so you'll see them play the Falcons, right?
Yep, absolutely. Now, Ant, all right, so that's, That's not a definite W. That's a possible loss.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, then let's go. You got to help me out here. You got the schedule there? I don't have it sitting in front of me. I apologize.
All right, so here you go. You ready? Like, I'm going to go through it quickly.
Yeah, real
and
quick,
we'll look
man.
At. So you got Washington, then Atlanta, then
possible loss, right?
Possible.
Then
okay. Then Detroit.
Yeah.
At
win.
Home. Then yep. At Green Bay.
Hey, that's a possible loss. You're at Green Bay.
I don't think you're going to lose both at Atlanta and Green Bay. You may lose one.
All right.
Jets at home.
Yeah, W.
Then you have a little bit of a tough. Right? Then you have a tough spot. This is what you were talking about. You're
yeah.
At Minnesota,
and then the Dallas, home
at
away.
Dallas, and even at Buffalo.
Dude, that's rough.
That is rough. But then after that, look what you get: Bears home, bye week. Then you got Patriots, but it's at home.
I'm with you.
Then you got the Seahawks, but they're at home, so. You got the Seahawks here. If the Seahawks were in Seattle, I'd worry more about it.
All right, so I'm just thinking. I mean, I wonder when that was the last time we beat Seattle, by the way.
It's Seattle at home. And then, yeah. And then look at the last five games. At Miami, Giants,
yep.
Who probably be dead by then. At Washington, they'll be dead by then. Dallas, home, and then at the Giants.
All right, so hold on. Here's what I'm saying, though. We go on a tear at the end, and you're going to tell me you couldn't see this team being 11-5, maybe even 10-6 there, still winning the Super Bowl. All right? I think that is without a doubt a possibility.
Look at it. I feel you, but here's the thing. See, I look at it like the reason why I brought it up was the over-under's 10, right?
That's so, fine.
Yeah, but see, the minimum to me is 11, 5 losses. So if I give you 5 losses, I give you split with the Cowboys. I'll give you one of either Atlanta or Green Bay. That's 2.
Okay.
I'll give you Minnesota. I'll say they just say they lose 2 or 3 in the Dallas, Buffalo, Minnesota thing.
Okay.
I mean that's and I'm what's that?
The Pats are still the Pats, dude. You know, I mean.
Yeah, but you get them at home, though. And even if they lost that game, that's your 4th game.
All right.
There's only 4 other losses. I don't know. Again, Wentz had to stay healthy. But I don't know, Ian.
So here's what you said something earlier. And here's what I think is beautiful. Regardless of the final record, this team, I think, is going to win the Super Bowl. I'm going to tell you why. Because what did you say? We're not desperate anymore, right?
Right.
So you and I aren't desperate, right? Jason Kelce's not desperate anymore. Guess who is desperate?
Carson.
Guess who's still desperate, Anthony?
Carson.
Damn right he is.
Carson, that's the... You know what's funny? Andrew, you're the man, brother. Always great talking to you, buddy. We said this, I don't know, I guess this is about a month ago, I was talking about it. You know, the greatest thing that's ever happened, that Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. I mean, you think about it. Andrew's dead right. There's nobody that is more... desperate to win than Carson. Nobody's more desperate than Carson. No, nobody wants to win more than he does right now. Spencer in Norristown. Spencer on 97.5 Fanatic.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey, Spencer.
So I just want to share something real quick. I'm coming up on 3 years being a transplant from Michigan, okay? So this is going to transition into the Sixers. But I look at my 3 years here. My daughter was born here and everything. And I look back and want to tell you that you've been a big part of my life without even knowing about it. I was actually listening to a podcast from your morning show back when my daughter was born. So you were there for the birth of my daughter. I never. Yeah.
That's
so
beautiful,
just
man.
Bring it full force. You'll remember this. My daughter is the one that I called in, and she was the only way she'd fall asleep for the first 8 months of her life was listening to the Sixers theme, you know, the Sixers song, you know.
Yes.
So this is going to transition into my Sixers point, talking about Al Horford. I want to share a quick story about Al Horford.
Sure.
Because we're from the same hometown in Grand Ludge, Michigan, okay? So my senior year, I was writing for the school paper. I was the sports editor, and I wanted to do a story on Al Horford, okay? Al Horford at this point was just in the prime of, you know, 2008. He was just going to the NBA at this point, you know. And he actually gave me an interview a senior in high school gave me an interview to do a story on him. You know, that's the kind of guy
Al
Horford
is. Awesome.
Yeah,
that is so cool. And he's coming off of, you know, winning championships at Florida.
Yeah, exactly. And he took the time to talk to an 18-year-old, young, hungry sports editor for school paper. So I wanted it relates to that. That's the kind of mentality he is. And again, I wanted to share that with my daughter.
That is so cool, man. How's she doing? How's the angel doing?
Dude, she's 20 months tomorrow. So
that's great.
Big Mike Scott fan. She's got her jersey. So, all right.
That's all. Listen, man, let me tell you something, Spence. Enjoy it because I turn around and my guys are 9-6. It goes by quick.
That's awesome. All right, man. Thanks so much.
Take it easy, brother. Take it easy. All right. Oh, man, we're out of time. That sucks. Actually, we can go a little. I feel like I can go for another couple hours enjoying the conversation. All right, everybody. Devon is coming up next. Love Devon. So check out Devon coming up next. We're live again at Parks Casino. It's Cuz's Corner every week, and we're sponsored by Parks Casino. Now online, so you go to parkscasino.com, and you do your type in your code sports, and you get your free $250 bet. So check it out. Everybody, thanks for listening. Stay tuned right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, and we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.